So this is actually discussed by Rabbi Davis in his Rosh on Shabbos. Shin shel tefillin, right? Halach l'moshe m'sinai. She'ase be'or habatim shelrosh kimin shin boletes mi kimte ha'or. So it's the shin that we have is something that like sticks out from the folds of the leather itself. Echad miyaminu ve'echad mismolos. You put one on the right side and you put one on the left side. Shel yamin haminiach shel shlosh roshim. Shel smol haminiach shel arba roshim. So the one on the right hand side has three, we call it heads, and the one on the left side has four heads. Right? This is all part of the halacha of Moshe Sinai. Miyu, he was discussing what the machlokas over there in the Gemara Menachos. Miyu im hipech ein nifsal. But if you would switch it out and put the four-sided rosh shin on the right side of the rosh, the left side of the rosh, then you don't lose out. It's not possible. Okay. Kuf pei pites orach. No, no, sorry, I'm on kuf zayi. Halacha Moshe Sinai. If it becomes ruined and it's no longer recognizable that the shin is sticking out, so just like we learned previously, that if the squareness, which is also halacha l'moshe Sinai, becomes unrecognizable, becomes not the problem, so you have to fix it. So too, if the shin, you have to fix that as well. Kuftayel kimin shin, the part that's sticking out. Umash me meachronim, the tmunas shinim shelanu shanu oisim betefillin dai. The way we make it is sufficient. The lo beinan dav kusav stam mamish. It doesn't have to be like the shin that you would write in a sefer Torah and a tefillin and mezuzas. Ella dugma, okay, you know, something that looks like that. Uminag soifrim kihayom, what they do nowadays, again, going back 100 years ago in Poland, pe'ezim makoyim is lahader la soysan kibiksav ashurus mamish. They actually do write it a fancy shin like you have in ksav ashurus. Boletes, kuf tzadi beis, it sticks out a little bit. Ve'im osa hashin biklaf acher, if you put onto a different piece of, what's it called? Parchment, v'hidbik b'devek al habayis, then you glue it on, you stick it on, puzzle. It has to be actually emerging from the leather itself, from the batim. Mikitme kimte ha'or, from the folds of the leather. Dehainu shemekateit ha'or, the malkit al yedei kefila. You fold it, you work the leather itself in order to get this shin to come out. Shekoifel meha or, you're folding it, ad shenasu si'ifi hashin, the side, the parts of it, the branches of the shin come out, la'asoysim aide defus, and you make them through a what's a good word for a defus, like a, not like an image, but a, there's a word I'm looking for, the model, like a cast. What's this thing? I'm blanking in my mind for that. The thing that you put it into to it. The Hainish al hadafus chakuka shin boletis. Yeah, there you go. Like a mole. Very good. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. It's early. You know what I'm saying? No, you only had one cup of coffee so far. All right. So the mold. Exactly. You have a mold for the shin. That makes it stick out. Vidochik hadafus boor habayis. You put it in. Vinase torah shin. That causes the image of the shin to emerge. I'm betazamog in Avraham. The mashmid lechad chile toiv limenom is a really best practice is to avoid this. Knesses gedola b'shem tshuvas romami pano. Cause of dezel yoter hidur. It's better this way. V'chein ha-minog pashuk ha-hayom la-sois b'defus, mold, very good, thank you, m'pnei, sh'al yidei zeh, yish la-tor shin b'chul yoseha v'ziyuna yoseh me'ashin me'ha-ku metes b'meha-or. So using this mold is better than actually doing it by hand. Fine. Kuf tzadi dalet she'el yamin it doesn't matter if you're lefty or righty, you still have the left side has the four and the right side has the three. The bosser yamin is small, the amaz leanin. This is what in general. You know, certain things switch whether you're lefty or not. This one it does not. If you look in the 232, he just speaks this out. Hainu, in the Dirshu. Shemash osin hashin shel arba roshon mitzad small. Why is it on tak on the left? Ein zim shum shehu mi small haminiach el mishum shehu mi yamino shel haoymed mulo. This is because the way it is, it has to be on the right hand side of the one who is facing you. Vorbeli rabba b'shem sefer tikun tefillin. Sha'amin mulo v'korei hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing, across from us. Fashin shel arboroshim hu keneged hashin shebeluchos. This is the shin, like on the luchos. Lechein, therefore, lekach mekoymo biyamino shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right hand side. So Hashem's facing us. His right side becomes is our left. Kedichsiv, how do you know it's the right side? Miyamino eshtas lamo. Hashin shel shlosha roshin hu keneged haksav shalom. That's our kind of receiving of it, lechein. Therefore, makomuhu b'yamin haminiach. That's what's on the right hand side of the one who's wearing it. Asher al kein ein chiluk bein itu la'acher. That's why there's no difference over here by left. You're not, because it doesn't matter which hand you throw baseball with, or which hand you write with. It's kivyachol hakadosh baruch hu. So from Hashem's perspective, looking at us, there's no difference between a righty or lefty. That's what the Dirshu speaks out. Why there's no difference? Good. Okay, one more on this Siv Kuf Tzadihei in Nifsal. This is if you flipped it. It's not a problem. Aval, im also b'shnei etzdadim, rak shin shal shloshu roshim o arba. But if you do both three or both four, I mean, we're talking about really the left side, we just said four. Okay, you flipped it, you did the wrong side, not a problem. But if you do both three or both four, then in that case it's possible. V'chol shkin im chisa legamrei hashin shinecha. Certainly if you leave out one of the shin on the baton, that would be no good. Okay, we are up to Mem Gimel. Chorit shel shin dahainu chuda lamata yegia ad makom hatefer. So it should reach all the way down. The groove of the shin should go all the way down to where the stitching happens. Says the Ramah, v'chein hayud shebishin tzarech liga lamata b'shule hashin, should reach all the way down. V'lo yimshoch hashin harbe, not to pull it out, draw it out. Ela shegam shule hashin yehe nire al hatefer. Should be recognizable as well. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Tzadi Vav, Shalshin, Bein di Yamin, Bein Yisrael, with the right, both on the left, same thing. Yegiya should reach all the way down. Highness means, Tainu Ad Hatitura Mamish, till the base of the tefillin. B'di'evid, Kosher, Afila Im, Lohigiya, even doesn't reach all the way down the shin, okay, but it looks like a shin that's going to be good. B'di'evid, hayud shebishin, yesh mehagedolim shema chalkin bein shin hayamini lasmali. Some make a difference, a distinction between the right, the shin on the right side and the one on the left. What is it? Right? Shebe smali arba, adram, sorry, adram, v'yadakti shelo yagia hayudin b'shuli hashin lamata. They say on the left hand side shin, it should not the should not touch the bottom. Hamogen Avram pasuk the ein lechalik bein hamin ismol. The yuds are the inner parts of the shin. Those are called those the yuds. So those they reach all the way down the base. That's what he's talking about. So some say
like the base of the shin.
Itself, the base. Like the, you know, imagine right, exactly. So so some say no. The Hamogen Avram says no. They should on both sides. The form of a yud, velo kavin pshutin ba'al, not just straight lines. This actually looks like yuds okay, legal amazish at the bottom. Uve love hachi ein shem shin alav. Le ikuva hu afil bidi evid. Vishin hasmoli on the left side. Im echad no gael, the echad ein no gael apostle. If one will touch, one doesn't, it's going to be apostle. Ayim bebir halacha. Reish, shagam shule hashin. Rotzalom means chudehen shel hashinim. Hatam, the reason for this is, did sarach shehe kol. Hashin nira, it's the whole thing. Ulkayim Asher Kosev v'ra kol ami ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha. All the people will see the Shem Hashem is called on you. For Amar Rabbi Eliezer, eli tefillin sheberosh. This is the tefillin on your head. Shem Hashem nikra roish yitevos shin. Interesting. That's the remezes. Shem Hashem. It's obviously yud kei vav kei not is shin. But the evid im nichnas ma'at letoch ha'titura. It would dip down a little bit into the titura ad she'ein lo. tumunas shin kiroi. Now it doesn't look like a real shin because look, you know, it's cut off a little bit. Tzarach ian, you have to look into this more. I'm a bir halacha, and it's discussed in the bir halacha. Okay, all right, good. This is probably a good place to stop for today.